KJAN Sports.
It is time for a look at sports. Good morning, I'm Jim Field. Our sports update this morning brought to you by Walnut Woodworks in Walnut. Call them at 784-3678. Well, checking sports and Major League Baseball action yesterday. Late last night, Kenley Jansen came off the disabled list and served up a ninth-inning home run by Jed Jerko and another to Matt Carpenter in the Cardinals' 5-3 victory against the Dodgers. Jose Martinez had a solo shot and an RBI single while St. Louis was taking a 3-0 lead. The outcome puts the Redbirds 3.5 games behind the National League Central leading Cubs and drops Los Angeles 2.5 games off the National League West lead. Elsewhere in the National League last night, it was Atlanta over Pittsburgh 1-0. San Francisco beat the New York Mets in 13 innings 2-1, while Milwaukee beat Cincinnati 5-2. In the American League, Rays reliever Ryan Yarbrough is 11-5 after working 5 1/3 innings of two-hit ball and a 1-0 shutout of Kansas City. Willie Adames provided the lone run with a second-inning single that scored Joey Wendell before Tampa Bay wrapped up its second straight shutout victory. Slumping outfielder Kevin Kiermaier had 3 of Tampa Bay's 8 hits, lifting his average to .189. Elsewhere in the AL yesterday, it was Toronto over Baltimore 5-3. Cleveland beat Boston 5-4. The White Sox over Minnesota 8-5. Oakland pounded Texas 9-0, while Seattle was a 7-4 winner over the Houston Astros. In other baseball news, Dodgers All-Star closer Kenley Jansen was activated off the disabled list earlier than expected after being cleared by a cardiologist. Jansen hadn't pitched since August 7th and was on the 10-day disabled list after being hospitalized for an irregular heartbeat on August 9th. He was initially expected to miss about a month. Jansen was previously treated for an irregular heartbeat in 2011 and 12 and has said it's likely he'll need off-season surgery to deal with that issue. Also around the league, Astros manager A.J. Hinch says reigning American League Most Valuable Player Jose Altuve likely will be activated from the disabled list today after being out since July 25th with a sore right knee. Houston has gone just 7-11 without the six-time All-Star second baseman, who's hitting .329 with 9 homers and 46 RBIs in 104 games this season. The White Sox were without manager Rick Renteria for Monday's game against the Twins in Minnesota. The 56-year-old Renteria was at the ballpark before heading to a hospital after complaining of lightheadedness. A team official said tests didn't show any problems. Former Major League catcher and Indians manager Doc Edwards has died at 81 years old. Edwards spent more than a half century in baseball and was a .238 hitter with 15 homers and 87 RBIs over 4 big league seasons from 1962 to 65. He succeeded Pat Corrales and manager of the Indians in 1987 and went 173-207 in 3 years as the skipper. In college football news, Ohio State trustees will meet privately on Wednesday to discuss the future of Coach Urban Meyer as the university seeks to quickly move past a scandal that has consumed the football program for nearly a month. The panel will convene in a public session on Wednesday morning before going behind closed doors to discuss the next steps. President Michael V. Drake will have the final say on whether Meyer keeps his job or faces other consequences following an investigation into his handling of domestic abuse allegations against former assistant coach Zach Smith. Alabama will begin its quest for a second consecutive national championship with a rare feat. The Crimson Tide is just the second team to be ranked number one in the preseason Associated Press football poll for 3 straight seasons, joining the Oklahoma Sooners of 1985 through 87. Alabama received 42 out of 61 first-place votes. Number 2 Clemson picked up 18 first-place votes. Georgia is third, followed by Wisconsin and Ohio State. Washington, Oklahoma, Miami, Auburn, and Penn State round out the top 10. The Big Ten and the Southeastern Conference lead the way with 5 teams each in the top 25. The Big 12, the Pac-12, and the ACC each have 4. Well, Michigan coach Jim Harbaugh says Shea Patterson will be his starting quarterback when the 14th-ranked Wolverines play their season opener at number 12 Notre Dame on September 1st. Most expected the decision to start the experienced Patterson, who appealed to the NCAA to play this season after transferring from Mississippi. He threw for 3,000-plus yards with 23 touchdowns and 12 interceptions over 10 starts at Ole Miss. In NFL news, the Washington Redskins have added to their depleted group of running backs by signing 4-time All-Pro running back Adrian Peterson. Jamal Charles and Orleans Darkwa also visited the Redskins the past 2 days after several injuries at the position, with the team opting to sign Peterson and Davion Smith. The former Minnesota Vikings star split last season between Arizona and New Orleans, playing 10 games with 529 yards and two touchdowns. Jaguars cornerback Jalen Ramsey and defensive end Dante Fowler are back from a week-long suspension, although neither is talking about what got them banned for a week or how they spent their time away. The team said both players will answer questions following Jacksonville's preseason game against the Falcons on Saturday. Coach Doug Marrone suspended Ramsey and Fowler for violating team rules and conduct unbecoming a Jaguars football player. Rams right tackle Rob Havenstein has agreed to a 4-year contract extension through the 2022 season. Havenstein has started 43 games over the past three seasons since being selected in the second round of the 2015 NFL Draft. The Seahawks have released punter John Ryan, who had been the longest tenured member of their team. He played for three head coaches in Seattle, starting with Mike Holmgren in 2008, Jim Mora in 2009, and the past eight seasons under Pete Carroll. Ryan is also responsible for one of the most important touchdowns in franchise history, throwing a TD pass on a trick play in the 2014 NFC Championship game that helped Seattle reach its second straight Super Bowl. The Bears have lost outside linebacker Leonard Floyd and tight end Adam Shaheen to injuries. Floyd has a broken bone in his right hand, and Shaheen sprained his right ankle, leaving both of those players uncertain for the regular season opener September 9th at Green Bay. Bears cornerback DeAndre Hall, a former UNI star, has been suspended for the season opener at Green Bay for a violation of the NFL's substance abuse policy. Hall has played in 10 NFL games and is currently in a battle for a roster spot. And in racing news, IndyCar says driver Robert Wickens was scheduled to undergo surgery yesterday for a spinal injury that he suffered in a crash at Pocono Raceway. The circuit was not expected to issue another immediate update on his condition. The 29-year-old Canadian was airlifted to a hospital following a crash six laps into Sunday's race. Wickens has injuries to his lower extremities, right arm and spine, and a pulmonary contusion. His car sailed into the fence at Pocono, where he and Ryan Hunter Ray made slight contact. Hunter Ray's car spun, and Wickens' car launched over it into the fence, where it spun through the air several times before crashing back to the track. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by Walnut Woodworks in Walnut. If you've seen it, we can do it. Give Gary Bloom at Walnut Woodworks a call at 784-3678. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.